guys and Lloyd Arthur over there in Crosby County. But, you know, looking on cotton, we were returning him about 150 pounds per acre, which is about $70 back into his pocket, even after we've accounted for monitoring costs and the system set up. Part of that yield, we've seen an increase, but we've also seen better quality time in those irrigations to where they're more time to what the plant actually needs instead of trying to replenish the soil. And it's really based on where are those roots at in the root zone, how deep are we getting that water, pushing it past the root zone. Because if we push water past the root zone, we're also pushing nutrients past the root zone. So just trying to optimize every single input that we put out there. On corn, we've been able to save, on average, about 2 inches of irrigation over the course of the season. And I'd say an average pumping cost for West Texas is around that $8 to $10 an acre. You know, being able to bring back $16 to $20 an acre just from a savings cost. Of course, we've had some challenging environments, but we don't feel like we've given up any yield. And in some cases, we've actually increased the yield because we've been able to time that irrigation to what that plant's needing at that given time.